just how you like it, within reach.
My blood is broken.
No, Nikki, it's not broken. It's a bagel. If it didn't have a hole, it'd be a hockey puck.
It's broken up.
Aunt Becky, we've got a bagel situation here.
I know how to handle this. Boys, let Mama see those bagels. Thank you. Thank you. All right. One for you. And one for you. There you go. All fixed. What do you think?
Doki doki.
Doki doki doki. There you go. There you go.
Very creative.
Oh, bagels are easy. Cheerios are hard.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Family rerun.
Steph, last month I extended your curfew by a Baywatch. What's next, Lonesome Dove?
Steph, give it up. Dad's a rock. Okay, you win for now. But don't forget, I'm younger, I'm stronger, and I know where you live.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Mr. Tanner.
Hey, Denise. Michelle, Denise is here!
Hello, I saw her coming.
Here's your lunch, Michelle. All your favorites, okay? Tuna on date nut bread, a crisp red apple, and a homemade cupcake. There you go.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. What you got? I haven't looked yet, but it smells oniony. Trade ya? Okay.
Denise, I hope you enjoy the love dad icing on the cupcake.
I always do.
Girls, remember, by the way, today is Parent Volunteer Day, so I'll see you guys in just a little bit, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Parent Volunteer, huh? I hope you're not going to teach them what you taught us in the fifth grade. Mildew is a big mil-don't.
I thought I taught you guys a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, to stay home on Parent Volunteer Day.
Class, let's say hello to our parent volunteer, Mr. Tanner, Michelle's dad.
Hi, Michelle's dad.
Hi, Michelle's class.
Excuse me, is this Miss Barnes' class?
Teddy! Teddy's here.
You came to the right place. Come on in. I see some of you remember Teddy.
I do. He used to live here, but then he moved to Texas.
Hattie! That's how they say hi in Texas.
Ooh, Miss Barnes, could Teddy sit here?
Well, if it's okay with Teddy.
You bet, partner.
I've got to stop talking Texas.
Okay, let's settle down now and pay attention to Mr. Tanner.
Thank you, Miss Barnes. Okay, this is a little project that I've thought of that I know you guys are all going to love. And I don't mean recess. Okay, tough classroom. All right. What I want you guys to do is trace a life-size drawing of your best friend, just like I did. This is my best friend, Joey.
toast before breakfast.
He's not a morning person.
No, that's true. What I want you guys to do is I want you to trace your best friend, okay, color it in, and then tell us all a story about why that person is your best friend. Okay, we've got paper and supplies for all of you.
I got back just in time. You could trace me.
Hey, I'm her best friend. She's tracing me.
Michelle, you've got to pick one of us.
That's not a pelican. He just has a big mouth. Jess, I'm sorry we're late. I had to pick up Roxy at the airport.
Oh, airport pickup. This relationship's getting serious, huh?
Well, we'd have been here sooner, but I couldn't get Joey off the moving sidewalk.
Hey, it's fun going the wrong way.
Hey, Roxy, I was reading that you have a gig in town this weekend.
Yeah?
Why don't you come on the show and plug it?
Hey, that's great. As long as you guys don't mind.
Oh, it's fine with us, but, Roxy, let me give you a little word of warning. You better fasten your seatbelt, because when Joey and I get going, things get moving pretty fast around here, you know?
Yeah, don't worry. Once the zingers start playing, I'll shield you with my body.
You see how we do it up the top of our heads? Yeah. It's dangerous. All right, sit down here. Give her a seat.
Go.
Okay, Roxy. Now brace yourself, because we are on in 3, 2, 1.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come at ya!
San Francisco, we are the Rush Hour Renegades. Jesse and Joey coming at you live. We are the double R with the H in the middle, and the big hand is on the four, the little hand is on my thigh. Joey, what are you doing?
Whoa, sorry, Jess. We're a little cramped in here today because we have a very special guest, Roxy Martin. She's a stand-up comic. She's cute, she's funny, and she just happens to be my girlfriend.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Hi, San Francisco. Hope you all come and see me at the Giggle Garage this weekend.
I'll be there giggling every night except Friday. That's my hockey night. Roxy, you like hockey, don't you?
Well, I do prefer something a little less bloody, like open heart surgery.
That's true. And I knew this doctor.
I know exactly what you're saying. I had a game last week. I lost 4 teeth, and that was just during the national anthem.
Speaking of the national anthem, Roseanne Barr sang that.
Oh, man, it's really amazing. You know, I mean, what other profession lets you fight on the job?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. When was the last time you saw 2 accountants duking it out because someone forgot to carry the 4?
You know, there's fighting in other sports, too. Hey, guys, there's fighting in other sports, too. You know, like, boxing.
My dad was a boxer, but, well, he wasn't very good. You know, he fought under the name Kid Hit Me and I'll Fall.
Yeah, I think I read about him. Never made it to the ring. Got punched out by the peanut vendor. Oh, boy. And on that note, it's time to check in with Jesse in traffic. Jess?
It's rush hour. You're stuck.
Project. Who are you going to trace?
Okay, let's see. Ted was my old best friend.
That's right. Trace away.
But Denise is my new best friend.
And new means now. So move it, Tex.
Old means first. New means second. I'm in, you're out. Excuse me?
Try trying. I like you both. How do I decide?
I'll give you my bolo tie that I got in Texas.
This is neat.
Well, you can have my scrunchie.
Cool.
Oh, yeah? I got Snickles.
I like Snickles.
There's only one left.
Green? I don't know. Red's my favorite. Denise, do you have anything better?
All I have is my Princess Jasmine pencil case.
That will go great with my Abu eraser.
Who said you could have this?
Well, don't you want to be my best friend?
Not if you take all my stuff. If Teddy wants to give you all his stuff,
good for him.
I don't want to. I love that tie.
And it looks really good on you, too.
Think so? Give me back my tie. And I want my scrunchie back. Snickle? Wait a minute. Now who's gonna be my best friend?
Not me.
Not me.
You know, I like green Snickles.
I'm your man. How did that happen?
Point number 57.
Steph, exactly how many points are there?
As many as it takes to get you to extend my curfew. Now, the maturity factor. I have here a signed affidavit from a cashier at Sizzler who called me ma'am.
Dad?
Not now, Michelle. He's starting to weaken.
I'm sorry, Steph. No sale. Your curfew remains the same.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
It's not her fault.
I know, but if I get mad at you, my curfew will be before hers.
Hey, honey. What's up?
I can't do my best friend project.
Why not?
Because I don't have a best friend.
That was a key element. What happened?
Well, everything would have been fine if Teddy had red Snickles.
Well, what do red Snickles have to do with it? More importantly, what exactly is a Snickle?
I try to be fair to pick the best friend with the best stuff. Teddy gave me his tie, and Denise gave me her scrunchie.
Is a scrunchie like a Snickle?
Dad, stay with me.
I'm trying to, Michelle. I'm trying to get a handle on this. But it sounds to me like you were making people give you weird-sounding stuff to try to get them to be your best friend.
I didn't make them. They wanted to. Then they got mad at me.
Well, maybe you should apologize to Teddy and Denise.
I can't believe you're on their side.
It's not that I'm on their side, honey. It sounds to me like you're trying to take advantage of the situation. And I think maybe you should say you're sorry.
Do I have to?
No. I'm not going to force you to apologize. I think you're old enough to decide for yourself.
Good. I decide not to.
Should have seen that coming.
Says that's not a hat, it's a bad haircut. Hi, Steph.
Hey, Joey. Roxy, you and Joey were hysterical on the radio today.
Thanks.
You know, Uncle Jesse, you should have been there.
I was there. Don't you listen to traffic reports?
I'm sorry, Jesse. I guess we did monopolize the time today.
Yeah, once we got rolling, we kind of got carried away. Hope you didn't mind.
Oh, come on. Me? Mind? Please, guy. You think I'm so insecure that I'd be sitting there looking at my watch while you guys talk for an hour and 48 minutes? Look, bottom line is, it was good radio.
Well, that's great because, you know, with so many phone calls that we got and people loving it so much, I was thinking maybe Roxy could join us again tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, fine. Oh, sure, it's okay. You know, in fact, you know, it's better than okay. It's A-okay.
Okay, A. Let's go write some bits for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, okay. You kids have fun now. Don't bother to include me. Oh, hey, Shorty. How you feeling?
I've been better.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Have a berry.
What do you do when your friends leave you out?
Traffic reports.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding. Listen, if your friends are leaving you out and they're not treating you right, I say, you know, make new friends.
Hi, honey. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
Where do you get a best friend?
Well, I married mine.
Great. I'm not even dating yet.
Hey, the berries.
Great show today, honey. Joey and Roxy were hilarious.
Why they were hilarious? Like, hilarious, hilarious. Beck, you know what? I just got a great idea. Why don't you come on the show tomorrow?
Why?
It'll be fun. We'll have a few laughs. We'll plug Wake Up San Francisco. Bottom line is, it'll be good radio.
Well, is it okay with Joey?
Well, yeah, it's more than okay. It's A-okay.
All right, now I've got all my stuff back from you, and you've got all your stuff back from me. We just have one more piece of unfinished business. Now, you promised to watch Fists of Fury.
I don't have to watch it now. We broke up. We made this deal when we were going together.
Oh, great. So I watched Steel Magnolias for nothing, huh?
DJ, can I trace you for my school project?
I thought you were supposed to trace your best friend.
Well, I called everybody in my class, but all the best friends were taken. So I decided to ask my best sister.
Aww. Well, that's sweet.
And when Stephanie said no, I decided that you were my last chance.
So I'm your second best sister?
No, but I saw Stephanie first and I blew it, didn't I?
Hey, Squirt, I'll help you out.
You will?
Sure. Here's the door.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come at ya!
All right, hello, San Francisco. I'm Jesse.
I'm Joey.
And we are the Rush Hour Renegades. Now, if you're stuck in traffic, you set that cruise control to 5 miles an hour, put your feet up on the dashboard, and enjoy!
Well, I'd just like to say that we have a special guest joining us once again today for the drive home, Roxy Martin.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, well, let's not forget our extra special guest, my lovely and talented wife, Rebecca Donaldson of Wake Up San Francisco fame.
Nice to be here.
Good, honey, good.
It's nice to have you both here. Now, did I mention that Roxy will be doing two shows Friday and Saturday night at the Giggle Garage?
And did I mention that that Becky's doing one show on Channel 6 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings?
Speaking of mornings, Roxy, you should see me by dawn's early light. It's pretty scary. For my own protection, I shave in the dark.
That's why your cheek's in a tourniquet.
Yeah, right. Hey, still speaking of morning, Beck, what was that funny thing our kids did yesterday, huh? Tell them.
What funny thing?
The funny thing, the milk was coming out of their nose, the milk escapade. Talk about that.
Oh, no, that wasn't yesterday. That was 2 weeks ago. Well,
who cares what day it is, honey? It was still funny, wasn't it?
Actually, it was disgusting. And actually, it was Joey.
Good thing I wasn't wearing a shirt.
Oh, speaking of shirts, how about those guys who tuck their shirt in the underwear? Do they think that's a good look?
Yeah, why not go all the way and stick their pants in their socks?
Back to us. Let's talk more about our kids, huh?
Who's speaking about our kids?
We were talking about our kids and all the funny things they do. They say the darndest things, don't they?
Well, they do say the darndest things, but I thought we were talking about tucking.
They were talking about tucking. We were talking about our kids and all the funny junk they do.
I thought we were all on the same show.
You know, it's so hard to tell sometimes.
We'll be right back after this brief message from the Troll King Smorgasbord, located under a bridge near you. Jess, I don't work for the Psychic Network, but I'm sensing a little competition going on.
There's no competition going. I just, you know, would like to be included in my own show, that's all.
Well, I asked you before if you were feeling left out.
Well, I'm not feeling left out.
Well, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling not in.
It's my fault. It's your show, and I'm just intruding.
No, Roxy, it's my fault. I should have been more sensitive to my partner.
No, actually, it's his fault.
Yeah, actually, it's my fault. Why?
Yes. Well, Joey asked you if there was anything wrong. Why weren't you honest about your feelings?
Well, because I'm not a crybaby, you know? I'm not going to go, oh, I'm so sorry, I feel left out. Not in public, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I see. A real man doesn't express his feelings.
Oh, I'm not going to sit around and tell everybody that I feel like I'm being rejected and ignored. I mean, then everyone would go, aw, and hug me and everything.
You feel rejected and ignored?
Aww. See, I told you.
Oh, honey, come on. Is it so terrible to have your friends care about your feelings?
Actually, no. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, it feels kind of nice.
Aww. Not that nice, not that nice. All right, class. Let's show Mr. Tanner how our projects turned out.
Who wants to go first? How about you, Teddy?
Okay, I'll give you a hand. Great.
This is my new best friend, Denise. I like her because she laughs at all my jokes, even when they're not funny. That wasn't funny.
It was to me.
See?
And Teddy would be my best friend even if he didn't have Snickles, which he always does.
Thank you, Denise. That was very good. A bit vindictive, but good. Maybe later you'll explain to me what a Snickle is. Okay, Michelle, sweetie, would you like to go next?
I guess so.
Good. Come on up, honey. Okay, I'll give you a hand.
It goes this way.
Oh, it goes this way. Okay.
This is my best friend. His name is Comet.
You can't have a dog best friend.
Why not? He has too many legs. Well, I would have had people friends, but you guys left me.
'Cause you wanted my pencil case.
Yeah, greedy, greedy. Well, I was trying to be fair. Friend leavers, dog tracer.
Teddy, Michelle, Denise, that's enough.
Yeah, that's right. Kids, you know what? I think you're missing the whole spirit of Project Best Friend. Now, you guys all like each other. There's no reason why you can't all be best friends.
But I thought you could only have one best friend.
No, that's not true. Joey used to be my old best friend, and now Jesse's my new best friend. Now we're all three best friends. We're like the three musketeers, except without, you know, the swords and the funny hats and the tights. Except on dress-up day. I'm kidding.
Are you saying that three people can be best friends?
Yeah, if you want to be. Sure, best friends are people who like to share things and they care about each other. And they just like spending fun time together.
Like on dress-up day?
I was kidding.
Okay, let's vote. Who wants to be best friends?
Yay!
Okay, best friends again.
And we don't have to give each other anything. Unless we want to. I got Snickles.
I like candy. Let's put those away until after school.
Miss Barnes, first, could I just take one quick look at them? What are these things? Let me see. Wow. Sugar.